especially the HIV patients that develop severe disease. You're going to get HART, highly active antiretroviral therapy. The etiology is the pox virus, HMP, asymptomatic. Occasionally they are a little pruritic. They're flesh-colored, dome-shaped, there's your star, umbilicated pearly papules. It affects the trunk and the face of children. It affects the genitals, inner thighs of sexually active adults. They may resolve spontaneously in about a year. Otherwise, you can do cryotherapy or curettage. If you press on the little molluscum, what does it express?
Blood.
Not blood. Huh? The thing in the middle, yes. Which you put on a slide and we see molluscum inclusion body. Yes? When you extract that blood.
Acne vulgaris.
This is an inflammatory disorder of pilosebaceous follicles. 90% of the time it happens in adolescents and young adults. Etiology, abnormal follicular keratinization, increased sebum, androgens, bacterial proliferation, and inflammation. Associations include genetic, women who have it if they apply heavy makeup and their skin kind of can't breathe, and PCOS because these women have higher levels of androgens than normal women. PCOS is polycystic ovarian syndrome, but don't worry about it. Medications, steroids, ACTH, which is kind of related to steroids, it's the next step up in the pituitary glands, androgens, and oral contraceptive pills. H&P, yes, adrenocorticotropic hormone, okay, makes cortisol. H&P, it affects the face, the neck, the chest, and the back. They're often asymptomatic comedomes, which may become tender nodules. Non-inflammatory lesions may be open, blackheads, and closed, whiteheads. But then you also may have subsets that are inflammatory papules, cysts, nodules, and these lead to scarring. Also, if you continue to pick at your non-inflammatory open and closed heads, you'll also have scarring. Treatment, topical salicylic acids, retinoids, benzoyl peroxides. When it gets more severe and into the more inflammatory processes, we can use systemic antibiotics. Minocycline is the recommended oral antibiotic of choice. And in terms of your topical antibiotics, they recommend clindamycin and erythromycin. Diagnosis.
Rosacea.
What's this called?
Rhinophyma.
Very good. What might they, what exacerbates the rosacea?
Sunlight.
Hot things, hot fluids and soups too. Common chronic inflammatory disorder of the pilosebaceous units and the vasculature of the face. Peak incidence is 30 to 50 year olds and females have it more than males. The etiology here too is a suspected fungal or mite component, and that kind of explains our antibiotics and metronidazole. H&P. Easy and recurrent flushing of the face, which is exacerbated by heat, spicy foods, sunlight, cold, and alcohol. They have erythema, telangiectasias, and papules and pustules of the central face. Treatment is to avoid triggers, topical antibiotics, and oral antibiotics. And again, in men most commonly, when it affects the nose and kind of grossly deforms it, they call that rhinophyma.
No, this is stuck on one.
A basal cell. Oh, it looks stuck on. It's stuck on. It's pasted on. What is it? Not melanoma.